As families across the country consider the upcoming gatherings we call Thanksgiving, Delmarva Public Radio essayist George Merrill reflects on the importance of family in the holiday season.
The 1621 Thanksgiving feast, held by the Pilgrims along with the Wampanoag Indians in Plymouth Colony, Massachusetts, remains the iconic myth of our Thanksgiving holiday. The Pilgrims were especially grateful for the abundant harvest that year and for the help offered them by the Indians. Winters had been murderous for these early colonists. In the earlier winter, they'd lost half their numbers to disease and starvation. Assurances of sufficient food for surviving winter inspired gratitude. The Pilgrims also had a strong sense of providence, that is, that the blessings of life were gifts, not entitlements. America's circumstances today and those of the early colonial era are radically different. Brutal scarcity characterized the life in the original colonies. Abundance and even access describes our own day. Most Americans today worry more about how to get rid of their garbage than where their next meal is coming from. If the Thanksgiving of 1621 was inspired by a sense of deliverance from scarcity, how are we today to feel thankful when, compared to the rest of the world, the majority of Americans want for little? And at that, what do I make of the violence and greed exhibited during Black Friday, the day following Thanksgiving, when shoppers fight over bargain items and occasionally kill one another for them? For a nation that enjoys so much, it's bewildering. I've wondered whether having far more than one needs insidiously breeds a sense of entitlement, as if what we've acquired is our God-given right. Managing abundance with humility is a different mindset than treating our blessings as entitlements. If I were to guess what Americans treasured most during the Thanksgiving holiday, I'd say it's the sense of belonging to a family. When formal grace may be given at the Thanksgiving table, it invariably includes gratitude that the family is together. If you were born in Plymouth Colony in 1621, you lived and died there. Family was a consistent part of your social network. Today, families are scattered throughout the country as well as worldwide. In Talbot County, where I live, there is a significant retired and aging population. Many of us are far from our children and other kin. Frequently, as aging takes its toll, we move to be closer to kin. As my years increase, I've noticed how my family grows increasingly important. It's my final bulwark against loneliness. Family is not an entitlement or something earned. It just happens. To that extent, being a part of a family is providential, although I know for some this is not how they would describe it. By and large, though, belonging somewhere and especially being a part of a family gives roots and the sense that my humanity is a piece of something much larger than just myself. If disease and starvation was the scourge of our colonial forebears, loneliness is our postmodern malady. And I have noticed that at Thanksgiving, many people who themselves feel blessed are moved to scour their community horizons to identify people whom they know are alone and without family. These folks are then invited to the table so that, for a while, they may enjoy the feeling that someone cares and that they belong. It's not offered as an entitlement, just a blessing, and something for which to give thanks. May your Thanksgiving be filled with the joy of gratitude. On the shore, George Merrill.